This is Ari Tennant, aka Mr. T from CBN Unfiltered, CBN Media, with an update, a special edition of the latest news. Of course, the major story coming out of Israel. While Shabbos is going on here in America, Israel sent quite a lot of missiles over to Tehran. In the words of the Israeli authorities, Tehran is on fire. To no one's surprise, the Iranians have declined to continue nuclear negotiations with President Trump and the current administration. President Trump says that there will be harsher consequences if they don't come back to the negotiating table. But like I said last time, that's probably a ruse. It's just posturing, its placement, so that the Iranians will, not that anyone likes them, but they will certainly look like the bad guys if they inadvertently or purposely attack any Americans in the area. Now for the specific updates on what Israel has worked on in Iran, worked on as it were. So they bombed the main nuclear facility, the Isfahan nuclear facility or nuclear technology center. They damaged several warehouses, critical buildings, including the uranium conversion facility and the fuel plate fabrication plant. The other major operation that Israel engaged in was at the underground uranium enrichment facility at Natanz, which is really Iran's main nuclear facility. Iran says it wasn't as damaged as it was. Israel says that it's very successful. However, it does seem that the Israelis are going to ask the Americans to help them because the Israelis don't have B-52 bombers that could actually penetrate the mountains where the uranium is held. So odds are they're probably going to help them, but we'll see what happens with that. Or they'll, it's too late to, you can't buy B-52 bombers. So odds are the Americans are going to help them, but it's a little too early to tell for that. Israel also went after some critical energy infrastructure, including natural gas facilities. And the question is if they're going to go after any of their oil facilities and really cut off the Iranian regime, because that's the only thing they have going on right now is selling oil. If the oil is all cut off from Iran, then yes, oil prices will increase elsewhere, but they would be completely defenestrated. It seems like Israel wants the society in the population in Iran to rebel against the government. The problem is they don't have weapons and the government does, but in Iran, they actually have a relatively secular anti-regime populace. It's just that they have no weaponry, no power to confront them. They've tried to overthrow them many times, but they always get shut down. Now, that's the update on the Iranian side. Now, on the Israeli side, unfortunately, at least 9 people have been killed and over 270 have been wounded. Haifa has been overwhelmed by missiles from Iran. They're trying to overwhelm the Iron Dome, the missile defense systems that Israel has. Other countries are also helping Israel fight off the missiles. That includes the UK and the Americans and even Qatar, because they're trying to play in the middle ground over there as they usually do, even though they're a sponsor of terrorism. But the Americans have an air base in Qatar, so that's why they would do that. The Saudis as well. The Saudis on the outside put out a statement saying that they condemned the strikes from Israel, but then they shot down the missiles from Tehran heading towards Israel. So they're actually very happy about it because they don't like the Iranians just as much as Israel doesn't like them. In Bat Yam, as the sun rises over in Israel now, there's some pretty serious damage and several people have been killed, at least 4. We don't know that much of the details, but we'll find out more as time goes on. Now, we've been getting a lot of messages from people that are in Israel that need help getting back. And we actually have a group where you can communicate with people to find a way to get in a boat over to Cyprus to get back to the United States or wherever else people are going. This concludes the special edition of the CBN Daily Update. I'm Motzei Shabbos. We'll keep you updated as the evening progresses and into the morning. We're always on at CBN. Also, reach out to me, Mr. T, for sponsorship opportunities, or send me an email, marketing@cbnmedia.us. All the best.